Serena Vanderwoodson, because you're looking Serena.
But also, you could be Jenny.
It could give Blair. You could give Jenny, too.
I feel none of them would really represent me.
Okay.
Because they all come off.
So Dan Humphrey, you're Dan.
I think I'm Dan.
You're Dan.
And I actually, oh my God, this is crazy. I've never talked about this. I started a MySpace page called the Riverdale Gossip about my school.
You went to Riverdale.
You are literally XOXO Gossip Girl Dan Humphrey.
Yeah. And people wrote into me and stuff. And it only lasted like 2 weeks, but it like got people in
a tizzy.
Exciting. No, it was scary. I was like, I'm going to get.
Why did you only last 2 weeks? Because you got scared. I got so scared.
Yeah.
Who?
And it was really interesting to see who would write into
the
me.
The principal.
Yeah.
I was like, they're not going to arrest you.
No, but you get in trouble for school.
But like, maybe I get kicked out. Maybe I wouldn't get into college.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I thought it was very strange who would write into me that like I would talk to in my everyday life. And I'd be like, you write to a blog.
You fucking nerd.
You're
you
crazy.
Little nerd.
Oh, I would love that insider information.
Me
though.
Too. Yeah. Wow, that's really exciting. Okay, well, I feel like that's a really good step into who our guest is. She has an amazing podcast called How Come, which I can't wait to talk about.
Yay.
I feel like we've known each other since the beginning of time.
Literally.
Stand up, you know, in the dark days when I was communing with the straights, men.
Yes.
Which is, you know, lifetimes
ago. Not something you do anymore?
Yeah. No, I avoid that like the plague.
Okay.
Yeah, in comedy, absolutely.
Yeah.
But we were Creek in the Cave girls-ish.
But also the first show I think we did together was at a hostel in Brooklyn, and it was an all-female show.
Oh, that's nice.
And I remember we all did like a photo shoot at the end, and it was like, I felt very in it.
Love
you know,
that.
You know when like you're on a show with a bunch of people that like started before you, and so you automatically see them as like the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, they're so impressive, and you were one of those people.
Oh,
and like Mae Wilkerson was on it.
Oh my God,
Glennis LaRoe.
Shout out to Mae.
Oh my God,
Denise
R.I.P.
Dumper, who
the,
I used
not
to
R.I.P.,
do.
Just you moved to L.A.
She
That's
moved
what
to
I mean.
L.A. Yeah, which is you know
R.I.P.
a little
Mae,
bit R.I.P.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, good show, good times.
I love that. I have no memory of that, of course. But it sounds like something I would have
pictures.
Done. A hostel. Exactly. Yeah. A hostel was something that I would have been doing in that era for sure.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I'm so thrilled to have you here. Thank you. Upper East Side native.
Yes. Yes. And current resident.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
In the same house I grew up in.
Oh, I love that.
With father. Yeah.
Wow.
My cat.
Daddy. Your cat's name, Father? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, tell us about your podcast.
Can I just say, I would move back home. I would.
Yeah.
Really?
I would. I think about it all the time, and I'm like, I would.
It's like we're doing something that doesn't make a lot of money, to say the least.
Well, yeah, I would.
And yeah, it saves me that amount of stress in my life. Obviously, there is added stress in other ways.
As long as you have your own space. And you have your space. It's just you and him. Oh, I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we have very opposite schedules. He works all day. I work at night. Like
that's so you're kind of living alone.
Yeah. He's gotten used to my boyfriend sleeping over.
Right. That's what I was just going to ask.
Ooh. See,
you
I
read
would
my
that.
Mind.
Yeah.
I would take comedy.
Where does he live?
Ben lives in Jersey. And okay. I tried to live there for a little bit. But then
too far.
He lives in a place. No, it's not even that it's too far.
Well, you go right down and over. Like
if there's a subway. His is only bus access. So I kept just like. Canceling shows, canceling podcasts.
Where does he live in New Jersey?
It's called West New York, New Jersey. Stolen Valor.
She's in East
Girl,
New York.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stolen
West
Valor.
New York, New Jersey.
West New York, New Jersey. And it's right across the Lincoln Tunnel. It's really close. It's just like, yeah. Buses are not frequent enough.
Right. Mm. That's tough.
And lifts will cancel on you. Like there were many times that I'd be like chasing a car and they'd be like, oh, the city, fuck no.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That sucks. No. Yeah, that's annoying. Well, as long as Father is okay with it.
Yeah, Father's great.
Oh, I like your nails too.
Thank you.
I was just going to ask,
really
is
cute.
That an overlay or?
It's just acrylics with like a really light tint.
Gorge.
Yeah.
We have a closeted nail tech among
really?
Us.
Really?
It's my new hobby. I'm
Fun.
Learning.
It's so impressive to me.
I love it so much.
It's
I like,
really high art.
Keep ordering more nail things and like, I just want to practice on people. So if anybody...
Yeah.
Keep offering to practice.
1,000%. I haven't gotten my nails done in a really long time, but I had to go to a wedding and I was like, I'll look cute.
Was that the gay wedding I saw on Instagram? That looks really cute.
It was really great.
Yeah.
And I got them, and after I was paying for it, I was like, oh, these are so expensive. But then I was thinking about the whole process, and I was like, they should be more expensive.
It takes a long time.
They build a whole nail.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's definitely hard to wrap your mind around it. Let's see. Oh my God, it's Parker. Should we answer? Oh, it's not FaceTime. It's not FaceTime. It's just audio. Yeah, we'll talk to him later.
Just hang out with me. It's my nephew.
He's so cute. He's so cute. Well, should we do questions first? That could be a fun way to start.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you to everyone who came to our live show.
It was so much fun. Thank you.
Probably our favorite show. She was late, but it really didn't even affect anything, honestly.
Melissa and then started I got to be the control by freak herself.
And do it exactly the way I like to start the show. So it was kind of nice for me in that way.
A late Virgo is crazy.
We are different. We are different. I was a few minutes late today.
So you know she's a Virgo?
I didn't know you were Virgo.
We're all Virgos.
I'm sure I did
here.
Know that.
You
I'm
knew
sure
it
I did
some,
know that.
Some
I'm,
moment yeah, in
definitely.
Time. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. The.
Are you a not late Virgo? Wow.
I am so fucking early all the time.
Okay. Yeah. You.
You were early today.
I was early today.
Carolina is either 20 minutes early or 45 minutes late. There's no in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our show started at 8 and she did show up at 8:45.
If I'm late for something, it's consciously 30. Late. Like I'm like, oh, this party is starting at this point, but I know it's ending at this point. I want to show up when the meet is occurring.
Mm, wow. I wish I had that kind of strategy. I mean, I think I maybe do have the strategy,
do
but
that.
Then the execution,
do
I'm
that.
Just like 30 minutes later than that. Like,
oh,
in the
yeah,
actual,
yeah, yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? I just end up being that. Well, yeah. Yeah.
I always like when you throw a party, do you expect people to be there on time?
No, I love the trickle in because I like to be able to devote time to people like individually.
All I know is if you come early or on time,
guess what you're doing?
You better be fucking helping me.
You're helping set up.
Yeah, because I'm not ready.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh,
I'm ready.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
This is how we want
to
be.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're the kind of Virgo we want to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you really clean? You're really clean?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. No. Okay.
Yeah.
We are neither.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty bitch.
Love that. But you're good with scheduling.
Yeah.
Love that.
But I also don't overschedule myself. I know how much I can take.
I don't overschedule myself anymore, I think.
Yeah.
But that was a struggle.
Yeah.
For a long time. Probably.
I think I do.
Till like this year.
Doesn't it feel so fun to like put a bunch of shit in your calendar?
Yeah,
like,
I do
when
love
I remember.
That.
So busy.
But
I'm
then
amazing.
I don't schedule sleep or rest. And that's, I was like, literally I had a kind of debilitating weekend. And then I was like, oh, I'm not going to have a day where I can like sleep during the day and it kind of goes into the night. For a full week or two.
Yeah.
So that's going to be tough for me to, you know, bounce back. But
wait, so your show. You were on time.
My show.
She was on time. She started the show. And she got it popping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was not worried about that for anything. I just thought it was so funny when we looked at your location at the time that she was like, I'll be there at 7:30. I'm so late. Like, we were like, we'll get there at 7:30. Show starts at 8. And Mary Kate goes, I checked her location a minute ago. She's at home. I was like, there's no way. I was like, there's no way. She's
what
at home.
What a fucking snitch.
She's like, she's still at home. I look, she's fully still at home. And that was 2 minutes after that. So I was like,
that's amazing.
I had guests at my house.
So I look, was distracted. I do a Google Maps. I was like, how long? 55 minutes. So I was like, okay, she's getting here fully 30 minutes in or later. Well, yeah, when I did the time, it was like 7:45. I was like, okay, that'll be an hour. Because I was like, I'm not going to look. And so I was like, okay, there's truly no way we can wait.
Whatever, it gives you your time to shine.
It's fine.
I was
it was
shook.
Fine. It was
I
fine.
Was shook
it was
on
fine.
The train, Melissa.
I just felt bad. I was like, you know, I thought it might be a hard start for you. Obviously, you jumped right in. It was all great. It was really fine.
No, I'm going to be fine.
And there
I just
are questions
the
remaining.
Train.
Which leads us to our first question. Yeah. So if you haven't been to the live show, we do questions. And these were really good questions this show. We had
a really good
variety.
And people weren't too shy to come on stage and talk.
We got someone on stage, which was so fun. Which was her friend, like, engaged to someone. It sounded like it could be a Risa Tisa. It was, like, a lot of red flags. And they had been dating for 6 weeks. And she was like, I'm getting engaged. And blah, blah, blah. It was really scary.
Oh, no.
It was really crazy. Yeah. And we were like,
what do you do at that point?
We said take her to Miami.
We said you have to try to distract her.
Yeah, like get her on a trip.
You have to try to get as many distractions.
Oh, wait, this was the friend of the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was like the girl being like, I'm engaged.
No, she wasn't.
He's got no job. He's mean.
No.
And you're like,
no, but that would have been crazy.
That would know how to handle, I feel.
Yeah, we could have just shaken her physically. Mm-hmm. And be like, don't do
this. Give me
your
phone. Let me call your mother.
Yeah, yeah. Literally. Okay, the first one was, why were you late, ho? So we kind of went over that.
Yeah, they just, you know, somebody wrote that in?
Yeah.
How rude is that?
It was Melissa.
It wasn't me. Probably, I think it was your cousin, Jasmine. Well, and her cousin, like, came to hang out before the show.
I mean, this is embarrassing. My cousin was like, where are you?
Oh.
Because my cousin wanted to see me and I wasn't there.
And then she had dinner plans.
I actually did that to my cousin this week. But I was only 9 minutes late and my spot was at the end of the show. So I was like, do I need to be there the whole time?
No, you don't.
No.
You really don't.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Earlier tonight, I saw an acquaintance's boyfriend on Bumble. Do I tell her?
Yes.
Ooh. The key word here is acquaintance. It's like, how loyal are we to this acquaintance? Do you feel like I want to get swept up in some drama and get to know this person better? Or is it like a work thing? Like, what is the definition of this acquaintance is my question.
My question too is, I think you have to go in and investigate the rules of Bumble as opposed to other dating apps.
What do you mean?
Because somebody, this happened to a friend of mine, her friend saw her fiance on Bumble and she told her, and then the fiance told the guy and he was like, oh, that's old. It's like an old profile that's still popping up. Like, Bumble doesn't take them down.
Aren't you supposed to take it down, though?
You have to take it down.
Although, honestly, I don't know if I ever took anything down.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I think I just assumed it would go away.
I still
or maybe I did. I don't know.
I like signed up for Facebook dating. Just to see what it
looked like.
Because I was curious about like the
Facebook dating interface. Who are you trying
to date? Facebook dating Trump is how Reese Atifa got in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
really?
I think that's number one.
I think she said it was Facebook dating and something else. I don't know if it was Tinder or Hinge. She saw him on two different sites. Red flag number one.
Yeah, no, I was doing it for research because I didn't know anybody else. And I forgot to whatever. I still get notifications for it. I never look at it because I don't care.
Haven't you been in a relationship for like 8 years?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like.
You just went on it for
literally
fun.
For research.
Because
I wanted to see what it looked like versus other apps and if it was.
So you know what it was?
Yeah. For other people who are now dating. Because how come it's like it's a romance, but also we talk about dating and stuff.
Oh,
and
okay. Mm-hmm. So you were researching for the pod.
Yeah.
Okay, cute.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, so I would look into the rules
who is on
of
there?
It. Literally no one.
Yeah.
Like.
See, I would think the opposite.
I can't imagine.
Anyone was on there.
But that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's like.
I would think so.
Anyone who's no one is on Facebook dating.
Put that in your promo.
It's like. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
I would know. I just imagine.
But I would look into the rules of if they actually take. Because that was such a turnaround on the girl herself. Because then. She was like, oh, I'm sorry I didn't trust you. Which sucks.
Right. Oh, no, I don't think that.
But how do we
I
know for sure it was old?
I don't know if it was.
I didn't trust you.
I don't
it's
know
like,
if
I
even believe
saw.
It.
I don't. See, that would bother me.
No.
Take it down. I don't give a fuck. Take
exactly.
it down.
Yeah.
100%. I don't know.
That's old and it's still coming up.
Fiance, you're
sorry.
Not even my boyfriend. I'm supposed
I
to marry you. I don't give a fuck
it.
If
like,
it's
what are you talking
old.
About? Yes. Take it down. There's no, I'm sorry, I didn't trust you.
Yeah.
You came up on a
You're
dating
embarrassing
platform.
Me.
But so should the acquaintance say something?
I vote yes, because I can get messy. I don't know. I actually, recently I did some investigative research for a friend's boyfriend who she had like no mutuals with.
So much investigating for
and
the birds.
And I was the only person who knew someone who had a mutual. So I was like, yeah, I'll ask them.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I'm not even going to like mince words with anything. I'm just sending screenshots immediately. And after I did that, I was kind of like, should I have really done that? And then I found out some more details where I was like, oh, it was 6 years ago and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I kind of just was really like, I'm doing this and I'm done. And like, you know, I don't want to get too involved, but like, this is a good friend.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, sometimes not getting involved could be tea.
Yes.
But there, it was not an option in this situation. Mm. I think if it is optional, like weigh in and be like, are you really busy this week?
Or do you know what I love?
Time is to like,
there's like those girls on TikTok that will like test your boyfriend for you.
Yes.
Have you seen this?
I love that.
I love
like
that.
Like they'll slide into his DMs and like try to meet up I've or whatever it. And see how far it will go. Yeah. And like, I think as a friend, you could enlist the help of one of those people so that it's more immediate and that it's there's receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots, everything.
This is now a better idea than what I was thinking, which was if you don't want to be messy, then you create an Instagram account.
Yeah.
You DM the girl and you say, this is what I know.
No, because you don't officially know anything.
This
either.
Is what I heard.
So you want to be anonymous in telling.
Anonymous in telling.
I would create the account and then hit on the guy for the girl and then be like, this is what I know.
That's a lot of legwork. But I know, really but nice, really nice for her to do that.
Well, I think it's easier to get to just get the TikTok girl to do it because then she can use her real photos and like she can create a profile. Whereas that if I'm making a fake Instagram, then I gotta fucking embody a catfish. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna flirt with you. I gotta create. It's too much.
But the girlfriend has to be the one who hires the TikTok girl. Like this acquaintance has to be like, here's what I found. You do with this what you will. Maybe it is old, maybe whatever.
I think and if here it's like your best friend, that you can hire the TikTok girl.
Yeah. If it's an acquaintance, close, let them. Yeah.
Okay, just wait. Tell. So if you saw Leisure Center on a dating site, you would hire a TikTok girl and then tell me.
Yes.
Okay. Without me knowing.
That's the tough part. For me because that is the ideal situation.
Right.
Realistically, I don't know how I would be able to control myself.
From literally. Telling me.
You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. Of
from
course.
From telling you, from cussing because Leisure really, Center out, which he would never do.
You're trying to save your friend from the drama or bring her solid proof.
Bring her solid proof. But, then, but it's hard to not fly off the handle.
Totally. Yeah. And then you're also like, here's the most heartbreaking news you've ever heard, or guess what? I did something insane and like tested your man and he passed, which actually I think I would receive really well.
You would. Yeah. I know you would. You absolutely would.
Yeah.
I think I would receive that really well.
I would receive that so
I'd be like, oh my God, you care about me so much.
Let me buy you a drink. How much did you pay her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With this like hot ass catfish?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Wow. How terrifying.
Do you look at your man's phone?
Not like when he's sleeping or anything like that. But really? Whenever we're both texting, we both will always just like kind of look
at each other's phones.
Yeah.
You never I'll pick up the Instagram phone. Every once in a while.
Really? Yeah. I pick up his phone and DMs. I look.
Yeah, of course. Just for fun,
just
even.
Just for fun, even. And I don't care.
I get myself too riled.
I do get riled.
I need him there in the moment so I can be like, who's that?
Why are you talking? No, he's there. He's there.
Yeah.
I don't do it behind his back. I'll wake
him up. Yeah. If there's anything I question. And I have questioned some things every once in a while.
Oh, me too. Especially if it's in French.
Seems like you're talking about, you know, vintage Gucci a little intimately.
What does that say?
I said, what does that mean? Or I'll just translate it myself.
Yeah.
Copy, paste, Google Translate. What does mean?
I like to, when he's like scrolling on his own Instagram, like watch and like live life through his eyes.
Oh, I don't.
I'll look at the explore page every once in a while.
My man's Instagram is no good.
That's what I mean. I'm like, what? This is boring.
It doesn't go soccer. On there.
Yeah.
I know, but if it is, it's a lot of soccer.
It's actually very boring.
A lot of African comedy sketches and then French.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Ben still follows some butts.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
The comedy sketches, the African comedy sketches feature a lot of girls with big butts.
Uh-huh.
But I have to kind of let it go because that is their culture.
And right. I like butts too.
Me too.
But my thing is if I see a butt come up on his feed, I'll be like, can we look at that butt and see if she follows you? Because if she has a relationship with him, it's different than him just
following
looking at her butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm even kind of like, why are you looking at that butt? But I'm
no,
because
I like to
I'm
look
crazy.
At the butts too.
So. I know. Me too. Whatever.
I feel like I probably look at butts more than him.
Yeah.
Me too. But I think also I'm just like if he's liking actively, I think also, yeah,
no,
that's what
he
it
will
is.
Never like.
Oh, okay, cool.
He will
cool.
never like. Then he'll never comment. Different. Like, he's not
a
loser. Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. And
no,
I'm like, that would.
No. There was one time though I was showing him.
I just got so upset. Commenting on some other woman's Instagram.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Oh my god.
No, and he would never.
Do you think that's insecure? I don't think that that's insecure.
No, I think that's a basic level of respect.
I just think it's just disrespectful. I don't comment liking. Oh, I would lose
it. No, it's really, it's weird and stupid. I'm mad. It just shows like, oh, you think this girl is actually going to pay attention to your one comment of like 6,000 and you're going to risk your relationship for it? No.
Ugh.
But there was one time I was showing him a TikTok of this girl that was doing some sketch that I thought was really funny.
I'm tense. And I'm really tense now.
He goes, oh my God, that's one of my butts.
No! My butt.
That's one of my butts.
My butt.
Oh my god!
I'd be packing his shit. It would be thrown off of the fire escape. It would be out the door. You're done. Bye bye. Your butt. Go get your butt.
No,
go
I was like, oh, she's really funny too. I'm surprised. I've never seen that end of her. And he's like, and I've never seen this one.
Mm.
And I want to know which butt is that funny.
I would not respond well to that.
I don't think I would either. But also, I think my husband
But I think
knows.
There's a lot of people who would, who there have are. Relationships like that.
And I like girls,
we're crazy.
Too. So I get it.
You know, I do too. And that does, I guess I should be more chill.
Yeah, you should be more chill.
Everybody's allowed to be chill.
I'd probably be like, who's she going to go for? Me or you?
Yeah.
Me. I'd probably do something crazy like that.
Like a dog. Put them in the middle.
Yeah,
I'd be
like, you want to compete? It'd be mean. Yeah. It'd be mean. Okay, wow. Well, I'm feeling really activated now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see this next question. Sorry about I feel like my voice is getting worse as we go. You can read
or
it.
Better.
Or better. I feel like I already have a 7-year-old woman cigarette recipe.
That's a good question. What is more important, security in a relationship or excitement in a relationship?
Or seed butts. Like what?
No. Or butts.
Security or excitement?
Well, who wants to go first?
It's hard. That's such a hard question. They're both important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I need excitement, though.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I need excitement. I'm not going to lie. I think I have security. So my main...
So you're like, I want excitement.
...thing that I want in my relationship, the thing that I feel like I'm in charge of keeping alive is the excitement.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he's going to keep the security. Secure.
I think that's a really good point. Choose your roles.
I think you have to choose your roles. Or maybe you're one of those relationships where you both are the same and you're both equally as secure and equally as exciting. That's right. Not how it works with my situation. I'm exciting. He, if it was up to him, it would be bland and boring for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. It's not up to him. It's up to me.
See, I come from an attachment style that is very fearful and avoidant and anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think my natural inclination is exciting. I'm like, I want that dopamine hit, you know, like there is nothing more exciting to me though than insecurity.
That's why I was just
the chasing phase, wondering if they're going to text you, then like all of this, do they like me? Do they like somebody else? Whatever.
Yeah, that is fun for a little, but it's not fun.
For your body.
Yeah.
Especially if you're predisposed. We just did a whole episode on how come about limerence, which is like people who are addicted to crushes, basically.
Yes.
And it's especially bad for people like me who already like are predisposed to depression.
Mm-hmm.
And because your dopamine levels skyrocket when you're hearing from the person, when you're around them. But then when you're not, you are crushed. Crushes crush you.
Yeah.
And I've actually, it's funny. I talked about this with Ben recently that I was like, oh, I want to be like more exciting and like have that like, whatever. But I think that is the point, is that you can always add more excitement. You cannot necessarily always add more security.
If it's not there, it's not there.
It's not there. If the person is not committed to you, if that person does not care about you, if they don't care about your well-being, if they're not there for you, you can't just like tell an exciting person like, I need to be more secure. No.
Right.
It's harder than that. I have a question. Yeah. Maybe what you were saying just made me think. I have a friend who is who I think, is that what it's called? Limerence?
Limerence or a limerence.
That was in all limerence. My single experience.
Same. I have a friend totally who is like that. I think that she loves crushes, or she loved crushes. Now she's in a serious relationship. But I think in the beginning, like the beginning of her being in that serious relationship, and I kind of was like this too, but I think she's more than me. You could see her. She didn't want to admit that she was in love. She didn't want to admit that she was like settling down and like attaching herself to the one person, because she doesn't usually do that. And she and she liked the push and the pull and the chase. Right. And that was going away. And it was just like, oh, now we're in a relationship and we're finding happiness together and we're figuring our shit out. And like, you could just, and I felt a little bit kind of like that when I first got married. Not that I missed the crushes. I just was like, I don't want to feel too settled and old. You know what I mean? Right.
Well, because that's the other part of it too, is what society says about being married is like, you're settled and old. It's like, you're either in this like fairy tale romance at the end of a movie, and then we never see the actual relationship. Or then we hear, oh, you're boring, you're done, you're like day old bread.
Yeah, that's my fear.
And it's like, no, there's so much more in a secure relationship where there are highs and lows of excitement and like being like, oh, I need to like, I'd like to just go on a date with somebody to have them like excited about me. And then it's like, no, just fucking, like we did this the other night. I go, tell me something I don't know about you. And I'll tell you something you don't know about me. And if you're not still interested in those answers and you don't want to give those answers, then the excitement is gone.
Right.
That's not even secure anymore. That is like apathy.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I cannot.
Yeah.
But see, that's interesting. I think that like that is the work of it all.
It is.
That's the work. And I think this, I don't want to make an assumption, but I feel like this person isn't in a relationship, or maybe they're trying to choose whether or not they want to be in a relationship. Because I'm like, once you actually get in the relationship, you have to realize that you need both and you have to work at both.
Yeah.
It's really not either or. Although I will say, if you're getting into a relationship and this person is just excitement and it's just good times and there's no security, there's no talking about like what you want to do, if this is what you want.
Well, I think what is the excitement? Like exactly what you said, is the excitement, does he like me or not?
Yeah.
Because that's going to be really stressful and you're constantly going to be in a state of like cortisol flooded, like insanity. And then the dopamine comes and you're like, oh my God, he loves me. And then that lasts for four seconds. I had a full 2-year relationship like that with my Greek ex-boyfriend, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
And it was constantly like, I need to care less, you need to care more, like all this like back and forth. And I think that there is a level of excitement where it's like, okay, this is just a fun relationship, but then there's not the commitment to like either monogamy, if that's what you're looking for, or time, or like, when's the next time we're going to see each other and whatever. And I think that just depends. What are you looking for? Like, can you just like ride that fun wave and have a good time? Or do you want the relationship and the security?
I will say, Ben and I started in a very limerency way.
Yeah, me too.
Like it was like a year of me being like, oh, he does not like me, but I think he's secretly in love. And I loved it.
And me behaving the same way.
Yeah. And that's like, limerent relationships can become real relationships. It's just when you're, they call it the limerent object, like the person you're limeranting for. When you do have a crush on them, you put them on this pedestal, you think everything about them is perfect. But then when you start hanging out with them more, you're like, oh, he wasn't like at like fun parties at the time. He was like in Jersey. Like, and it takes them off this pedestal. And then it's like, okay, do you still care about that person? And then it becomes real.
And then you figure it out.
This is like when Dave was here and Dave was saying like, you know, this is a person that wrote in and said that, you know, the man is in an open relationship, but he's married. And she was saying, but I think I'm in love with him. Like, I think I just can't, you know what I mean? Like, maybe she couldn't share him anymore. And he was like, yeah, bitch, you, of course you think you're in love with him because you're seeing him, you know,
you're just
having
hot parties,
sex, you're going to dinners, you're having good times. She's like, the next time, he said something like, next time think about him on the toilet. Think about him taking a shit.
Hilarious.
And he was like, do you still love him?
Yeah.
That's valid.
Yeah, or stalk their Instagram. That usually...
That always makes me like...
But what if they're hot on the Instagram? I know, that always makes... They could be hot on the Instagram.
If they're hot on the Instagram, picture them setting up the picture and making the pose to be hot on the Instagram.
Valid.
But what if they're not doing that? Like, I feel like for me, it was always like with my crushes, I'd like look on their Instagrams and that was like little bumps. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like...
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you're like you know,
it depends somehow on the
connected
person.
With them or like somebody. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Wait, okay. Tell us about your podcast.
Okay. So my podcast is called How Come, spelled in the dirty way. I started it because I had never had an orgasm at the ripe young age of 27. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to learn. And I'm one of those people that if I'm not held accountable for doing stuff, I just like won't. And I had a bunch of comics tell me like, oh, these are things that you should do to try to have one, these and whatever. And I would either try and give up or not try and be like, I'm just fucking broken. Like, this is just something about me. And then I was like, oh, wait, podcasts are getting people stage time. Maybe I should start one about this. And so the way that it was constructed was I would have people on to tell me about their first time orgasming. They still do that now. Everybody tells me it's so fun. That's and so cute. Different. But then they had to give me an assignment that I had to do for the next week. And then, yeah.
Really fun.
Very, very early on. I remember on when it happened. It.
Yes. And yeah. I remember the device, but tell them what device it was.
No free press, but it was a clitoral suction toy. There are many, many different
this
types.
Is your favorite
which is
one.
My brand. Your brand was not the one that did it, but I remember.
What's your brand?
I like the Lilo.
Okay.
And that's free press for them.
Yes. No, that's there's me. Lilo, there's Satisfyer, there's Womanizer, there's Plus One. There are so many different types. And the one that I used was very expensive. So I kind of was like, I can't keep recommending this to people who are already like so sad and they're broke. Right? Like,
there should be like a donation, pay what you can.
Yes.
Yeah, vibrator.
Yeah, yeah. Because that is the technology.
An O fund.
It's the suction. Yeah.
So it's anything crazy. That is a suction thing, or they call it air pulse sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a tiny blow job for your clit.
It's a different type of orgasm.
I don't know about
it's
a the air pulse. I know about the suction one.
It's a different type of orgasm. The same, it's the same thing.
It's like, but it's they say it's different technology, but it's basically the same sucking motion.
It is the kind of orgasm that like energizes you in an insane way.
I'm getting horny.
It like sucks your soul out of your body.
It literally does. And like you're puts just you like, back on the ground. You're like, I don't know what happened. Yeah. Yeah. Literally. You're just like the head goes back. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember when I first got that, it was truly a Charlotte Sex in the City type of thing where I was like, I am not leaving my apartment
her
for
rabbit.
2 days. Yeah. Yes. And it was like so insane where I was just like, I truly do not feel horny. Yet I've just come again. It was crazy.
My thing was like, I felt like a horny teenager that just discovered it. And I was jacking off all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Horny, bored, hungry, procrastinating.
Yes. Sleepy.
Sleepy, anything.
Oh, yeah. I always masturbate when I can't sleep. Yeah, it puts me to bed.
It would be like 5 times a day. As a median.
That was another question we got on the show where it's like, can you jerk off too much? I was like, you truly can't. And if I'm doing it, I'm doing it for an entire 7 hours. And that's how it goes.
And then
if I can.
This is not to say that you can jerk off too much. However, I have now, 6 years after starting this podcast, fallen into a little slump, a little drought, where I did not come for like 6 months.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And now I'm like slowly getting them back. But I think it's because I associated it with other emotions rather than horny. And it was boredom and it was sadness and it was whatever. And I would have the toy in bed with me constantly. It was like too available. And so we brought the assignments back. And my first one was don't try to masturbate for 2 weeks. Or until you are like really fucking itching to do
Let it.
Yeah.
Build up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you coming without the toys or
no? Not really. Okay. And that's okay.
You need clitoral stimulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To come,
yeah. For sure.
And I do love the internal pull a lot.
Do you G-spot orgasm now or no?
I have.
Cool. Congrats. Thank you.
My
cheers. Yeah.
Congrats.
Congrats.
Congrats, bitch. That's so funny.
Yeah, I've done it with my hand before. I've done it with, there was a Plus One toy that's like kind of similar to Charlotte's Rabbit, but it doesn't look like a dick. It's just round. And that was good for internal. I haven't tried a cock ring yet.
You should.
Not tried a butt plug. Yeah.
Because you can get the vibrating cock ring and then you'll have
and then you'll
like
come with your man.
Both.
Yeah.
Inside and on the clit.
Yeah. Well, I have with him. In me, it's just I usually have the toy there too.
Toy, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a fun sensation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to feel plugged up.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Was he insecure about it or was he just kind of like
no?
Okay.
He was incredible. And we were together before I started it and all this stuff. And the more.
So he was down for all the experiments.
He was like, I want you to experience this. Mm-hmm. This is like a huge thing that you're really missing out on. And also he recognized that we'd been together for I think 3 years at the time, but I had been with me for 25 years before that. So if I couldn't make it happen, how would I expect him to?
Totally.
Yeah. And a lot of people would say, oh my God, isn't Ben so like insulted? And I'm like, no, it has nothing to do with him.
If he was insulted, then he's not listening.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
He gets it.
No, he got it.
Hold on. I'm having a cough attack. Leisure Center is your Lower East Side solution for vintage clothes, shoes, books, posters, home decor, and cute downtown fashion boys. Shop for the boyfriend you have or pick one up while you shop for you. With men's, women's, unisex, and a full range of sizing, Leisure Center delivers the hottest vintage fashion for everyone. Get 10% off online with code HOSE or mention it in store for discount. Leisure Center at 48 Hester Street in Lower Manhattan.
And welcome back, Melissa.
Wow, great to be here. That was kind of like when Wendy Williams passed out, but my version, where I just had to go cough and cry.
No, Wendy.
Let's just send some good vibes to Wendy really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love you, Wendy.
Love you, babe.
Hope you're enjoying the news.
Yeah. You're being talked about.
Okay. No, I mean the other news, like all the stuff that she would talk about.
Oh, I know. I know.
I would love to hear what she has to say about missing Kate.
I know.
There's so Kate Middleton being missing. There's just so much going on all the time.
Yeah.
Like imagine.
And there's no good Wendy impressionists either. Like there's some Joan Rivers impressionists that do like a good job. So it feels like she's kind of still here and like saying the stuff that she would say. But I'm like, where are the Wendy's?
Where
I guess they're
the
being
Wendy's?
Respectful because they don't want to like.
Which is sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is sweet.
But wait, what were we talking
about? Okay. So we're talking about your boyfriend being sweet.
He was so sweet.
And helping you get to where you need to go to come.
Yeah.
But also you helping you.
I feel like you did it.
And And all of the guests that gave their assignments, but also the audience that like really turned out, which I was like so fucking insecure. Like, I think I recorded the first episode and then deaded it for 3 months because I felt so fucking weird and so different. And like, because I had recorded with this couple that they were like, well, we come all the time. And and I was just
like, cool.
Oh my God.
Go
like something is wrong with me or something's wrong in my relationship. And then, I started recording again, put it out. And then all these people were listening because they had the same issue. And then all these people were coming out of the woodwork who I already knew who were like, oh yeah, I haven't either. And I was like, why have we never talked about this? Like, I literally thought I was alone. And everyone's like, no. Like, keep talking about it. Cause like,
we should always be talking about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I talk about sex with my friends all the time. I feel like.
Yeah. I feel like I talked about sex, but in the way of like, I got him. Not in like... Yeah.
I'm nasty. I want details.
Yeah.
I want details.
Yeah.
Like, I remember in college, one time it was me, my friend Alexis, and my friend Lanier. And Lanier was telling us about how she was, like, having sex with her boyfriend. And she was, like, on top. And she's like, I hate being on top. It's so much work. And, like, just talking about how, like, she doesn't understand why people like being on top. And we were like, okay, girl, so what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right.
So we were like, show us what you're doing. She was frogging it. which I think, when people are just like, and I think that works for some people.
Absolutely.
But I don't think that works for everyone.
No, right. I think the most of the enjoyment of the on top is that you have
to grow
grinding and you set the rhythm.
So literally,
unless they're like, boom, 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 boom.
Alexis gets on top of Lanier, who you have to understand, like Lanier's from Harlem, but it's like very proper, went to like a prep school, like always wore like brand name. She's a lawyer now. Shout out to her. Maybe we should leave her name. I don't know. And then my friend Alexis is like this tall, skinny, hippie girl from upstate New York. And she's like, Lanier, let me show you. She gets on top of Lanier and she's like, you got him again. And then I'm in the chair and I'm like, and then you can, if you want to like, and I was like, and then you can turn around. And you can turn around. Grab his ankles. Yeah.
Use it for leverage.
Yeah. And I just will never, ever forget us being in like our small single dorm room. That's why we're friends, because we were an all-girl dorm and we all had singles. And we were just like not the, we stood out from the others.
Sure.
We were a little weirder.
But how else are you going to learn besides like porn?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know? And porn isn't always the best thing.
No.
Because it's very, you know, it's obviously male gaze. There's some that's not, but a lot of it is male gaze.
Now
I feel like that's when
there's
you get
some
the
that's not.
Now but there's when some we were really growing, good stuff.
Yeah. There's some really great stuff now. But when we were growing up, it was all like, and like, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I was like, oh, and so that's like, sex? I'm you just have to like yeah, exactly. be constantly arching your back when like what it takes me to come is like.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, we all look like little goblins.
Shrink your little butt all small.
Yeah, yeah. And then you like
flex your abs. Stay straight, stiff as a board.
That's what happens to me. I go stiff as a board. I'm like, it's not pretty.
Well, eyes are bulging. Yeah, totally.
It's not pretty.
No,
not.
And they're not pretty either during.
Mm-mm. No, there's some very
but
weird.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yes, it is.
It's not supposed to be. There's a good site called Make Love Not Porn. And it's all couples just submitting their own stuff.
I love real couples. Mm-hmm. I love, what is it called?
MakeLoveNotPorn.com.
Amateur. It's called Amateur. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Mm.
There's this one black couple that I love. I think they're called like Rock and Shay. Oh, I love them. I love
Shout
them.
Out, Rock and
Shout
Shay.
Out to Rock and Shay. If you don't know about Rock and Shay, I'm pretty sure that's the name of it. I love them so much. They're both hot. They're both just so like, and they just, you could tell they really,
Are they straight? Are they gay? Are they?
They are, I think, straight, but I could see them. I'm waiting for them to mix it up.
What are the genders?
Oh, a boy and a girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, like, I could see them mixing it up. They haven't yet.
For sure.
To my knowledge. Yeah. But I could see them, you know.
I'm sure they'll call you when they do.
I mean, I couldn't even handle it. those. I mean, and like, they seem fun. They experiment. Oh, they have sex in a tent and stuff. Like, I want to have more outdoor sex, but it just doesn't seem like it's in the cards.
You have a backyard.
You
put up a tent.
My husband is so conservative. I know. He's Muslim.
Okay.
So it's really.
Why don't you get like one of those, you know, they sell at Home Depot, like those little gazebo things. And then they have like little things that can come down and you should set up like a big, like, you know, an air mattress and like.
I could try, but I don't
think he would.
I don't think he would do it. Listen,
you can ask them.
You should have sex on hard ground. Yeah,
you know that's the whole thing.
I ask, but I ask again because if I didn't ask more than once, we would never do anything.
Okay,
I've had to ask more than once, but I also think I have a list of things I want to notch off. That one's not the highest of things.
We did an outdoor one. We do outdoors or public sometimes.
And you do camping too, right?
Yeah, we've had sex in a lot of weird places. I won't name them right now, but some of them are, you know, New York landmarks.
Wow.
And it's not like all the time, but like, yeah, I think that's something that like, and it's just also like in my last relationship, that was something that really annoyed me where we'd be like, I'd be like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Like now.
And yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, no, like let's, when we get home and I'd be like, you might You're not like, be it.
This
like,
is I part really, of, this is
I really
part
loved
of the
him in like a soulmate way, but I was like, And you know what? One time when we talked, like after we broke it up, he's like, you know what my one regret is? And I was like, what? And I knew what it was.
Not fucking in that Denny's.
Not fucking at this beach that we're like, I was just like, you're insane for not doing this right now. It was a betrayal to me. He's like, I think about it all the time.
So she always says that it's a betrayal.
It was a betrayal to me. It was a betrayal for you to not fucking this beach.
Trail.
There was full, like, you know, there were people nearby. But like, we could have found
like,
a spot. We could have found a spot. But like,
I'm going to do it one day. It's in my car. 100%.
We did one recently that was on a crabbing dock.
Love that.
In the Pacific Northwest. And it was nighttime.
What's
and there was
a grabbing dog.
If it's nighttime,
you
can have sex anywhere.
A net off of or a crab trap.
a crab job.
Yeah. And you
were in the water?
No. We were on Seattle? The dock.
I was like, girl, the crabs are in there.
In Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah. Oregon. We love Seattle.
You do love Seattle.
I love Seattle too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was nighttime. It was like the fucking moon was out. There was nobody on the dock. It was one of these docks that like you had to walk like half a mile basically to get the end where his traps were. And at the beginning of the dock, I was like, should we fuck on this dock? And he was like, yeah, where? And I said, at the end. And so we're walking and we debriefed afterwards and we were like, what was the most exciting part of it? And he was like, I think the walk. And I was like, I think the walk too.
That's cute.
Right? Because it was like, oh my God, we're about to do this thing. We're both down for this thing. It's going to be so fun. Yeah.
That's so fun. Yeah, I know. I really love an outdoor experience. Stars in the sky. Mm-hmm. It's truly like,
I love and to what's kiss the worst the thing water. That's going to happen?
Love to kiss by the water.
I love to kiss by the water. I mean, I have had sex on beaches and sex under with the husband. A dock once.
You know where you
in
will?
Belize.
In Africa. Ooh. You will in Africa.
I think so.
I think you will in Africa. Once he's back in the homeland.
When he's feeling free and relaxed, I'm going to pounce he's on him. Look
and up if it's the like stars. A technically private space, but you happen to be outdoors
in the
too.
Backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On your own property.
In the backyard.
How about that?
The house isn't finished. We're not having sex in the backyard.
Oh.
Not my nose.
A facade has come undone.
Ah! How dare you?
Wow. Guess you're going to have to admit to everyone.
They know it's fake.
I know. The real ride or dies who have been with us since we returned 6 months ago. No. The Carolina has a fake nose ring.
Listen. And she? Has no shame about
and
it.
And she loves it.
I love my it. Fake nose ring. I have many it. Fake nose rings.
And you know what? It's grown on me as well.
Mm-hmm. And people like it.
And did you put it on for the promo pictures? You did, didn't you?
I did in some of them, right. I think.
Yeah. It's pretty
it's
cool.
It's cute.
And now here I am with a bare nose.
But that's the risk. That's the risk. It...
Do you feel naked?
She kills me. Oh, my God. Okay, well, as we wrap up, what's some advice that you would give to maybe someone who's struggling to come, who's, like, in a relationship? What would you say to someone who's
Wait,
in a relationship?
Wait, we didn't do our unpack.
Oh, my God. What's your will. Unpack?
Let's, yeah, let's do the unpack.
Wait, but first, what would you say to someone who's in a relationship who is struggling with coming and maybe their partner's, like, they don't want to make their partner feel bad and they feel alone in, like, not being able to come?
Listen to how come from the beginning. Mm-hmm. We have so many conversations and so many scripts for moments like this because a lot of people come into it being like, I don't even know what to say to my partner.
Yeah.
We have scripts for that, but also take your partner out of it and just try and relate to what I was saying earlier on that you need to get to know you better. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
Like you need to have that relationship with yourself first. It is no blame on that person. You'll tell them how to do it once you know how to do it.
Yeah.
And we've got so many episodes about relationships, about other things that, because I said I came pretty early on in the journey. So it quickly expanded to other areas that people are struggling with or want to know more about. So like anything that you could ever think of, religion and sex, things that you need to unpack with various different religions.
Right.
Disability and sex, like all of these different things that like, you're like, I feel alone in this thing. Like, we try to make you feel like you have a community and
because you do.
We call them companions.
Companions.
Love that. I mean, even people who probably have been coming for a long time, you stop coming with that person.
Also
you
welcome.
Losing, on like, and off. Up
yeah.
And down.
Like it's so fluctuating.
Yeah. And the true tea is just listening to it gets you horny.
I mean, this People whole say it about our podcast thing that too. We just did right now made me horny.
Editing it, sometimes I'll be sitting after, and I'll just be like, oh, shit.
Where's the device?
I gotta jack off.
Where's the device? I love that.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
What was your unpack?
Yeah.
Okay, so my unpack.
Wait, we have to announce a segment. Here's our segment.
Unpack.
Unpack it? Why can't we do anything normal ever?
Unpack it up. Unpack it in.
Okay. We need a sound effect.
Yeah.
My unpack, we're coming out of the Oscars. And I can't stop thinking about celebrities that don't age without work done.
Like who?
Will Ferrell has looked 45 his entire
life. He's getting Botox, I think.
You think? Steve Martin?
Steve Martin, I think tasteful work has looked 50 his entire life. He also grayed early, so I think
he did gray early, platonic. But I do think he's doing a little.
Okay. Okay. You're saying some things that I will come back to. Anne Hathaway.
Work.
You think work?
Work.
Work, but it's just good work. It's
Halle Berry?
I'm sure something.
A little.
Reese Witherspoon?
Work.
For sure.
A spoon of tox?
Didn't want to dabble.
A full pitcher.
Paul Rudd?
Definitely.
He's got Marvel money.
Yeah. He's getting a little nip in the tug. Absolutely.
Will Smith?
Illuminati.
I'm not sure.
Blood.
That one I'm not sure.
I'm sure there's something.
Maybe he's doing the Morpheus.
He's got a Virgo wife. She's gonna tell him. She'll point out the imperfections.
She's definitely toxing, but
yeah. But I'm saying she's
I'm not
probably,
sure about Will Smith.
Okay, well, when I made this list, though, and even assuming that they do get work, I then looked back and I was like, I think the reason why they don't seem to be aging too is because they all looked older when they were younger. Which is a thing I've been seeing recently on TikTok. Is like, why do millennials look so young? And it's like, because we all looked 50 in college because we were dressing like the head of HR.
Right.
We were in our blazers and chunky fucking statement necklaces. Yeah.
And we all had the side bangs.
And we all had side
bangs.
Really
aging us.
Yeah.
I think that, but I also think that we tox later in life, whereas the Gen Z
start earlier. Yeah.
I think that the brief Kylie Jenner filler phase will haunt people for years.
Absolutely.
Because
it's because
that
her.
Stretched everyone. Yeah. Did you see her? Teeny tiny, even face deflated. Everything was deflated with her. Whatever. I think that our big cross to bear is that I was in a sorority during the poof era.
Oi.
So I am very thin right here because I was doing this.
You're teasing
day,
too much, yeah.
Doing a big poof, doing whatever. That's a real struggle for our specific time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that the early plastic surgery is never, I mean, not all plastic surgery, but early injections and whatever. It will leave you looking ultimately older.
I agree. I think. But also some of them, I'm like, you know, there was this one girl I used to work with.
Or maybe not. Maybe early Botox will.
She looked great. And yeah. She was like 24 or 25.
Yeah, some people look
and
great.
She was getting Botox. And I think
she's
still looks.
Tired.
Sorry. No, I'm not. I think she still looked good. But I also have seen some of the girls on TikTok, like, what is it? Travis Barker's daughter?
Alabama.
And I love Alabama. Here's Let's not get it twisted. I actually really like her. I know they don't like her because she's, you know, cultural appropriation and whatnot.
Her, yeah.
And it's valid. But she seems fun. Like,
I don't
if
know
I was
anything
young,
about
I would
her.
Want to hang out
but
with her.
The only okay. thing with that is then you become, like, just the age where you look like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I knew this girl who I thought was probably in her mid-30s because she was so puffed and so toxed and the lips and everything, you just look that age that everyone is trying to be when you do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I thought she looked older. I had no idea she was like 24 because she looked like she had so much work done. You assume someone's like 30, whatever.
Well, did you
I
mean, feel Alabama's like you looked 18, old when
I
you
know,
were like 18?
She looks like
though?
She's like 26 no. or something.
Like, I felt like I've looked mid 30s since I was like 15.
I don't believe you. You have to see a photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you. Yeah,
maybe
I
it's
think
growing
you,
up
I felt
uptown.
That way.
Maybe it's
you
because
yeah.
you're drinking martinis at the Empire Hotel.
That's true.
And then
that's
you just
true.
Felt like an adult,
like an Upper East Sider.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I felt I never looked young enough.
I felt like I looked young when I was young. When I look back at those photos, even at the time, I was like, "Oh, I look young."
I was always trying to look older. I will say that I was trying to look older the whole time. I was. You know.
I mean, I had a round little baby face.
Still does.
So I,
yeah, well, yeah, you still I look mean, like a little baby.
And I'm not. And I'm living for it.
Yeah.
I'm holding on to my youth with my claws.
Literally.
But I look at Paul Rudd in Clueless. I'm like, that is a 45-year-old man.
Yes.
And now I'm like, he's still a 45-year-old man.
Yes. He looked like he was in his mid to late 20s
yeah.
in Clueless.
And
yeah. But he was supposed to be what, 21? I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, something like that.
Or younger, actually. I think he was a freshman in college. I think he was supposed to be like 18.
Ages are funny in that movie because it's like, Cher is 15, so whatever.
She turned 16 in May.
Turned 16. Oh, she's
yes. I mean, he was
at times.
Her stepbrother. It was a mess.
Mm. I loved it. I think that also it is men who I would never pay attention to. Like Will Ferrell could be 50 in, you know, whatever the first thing I saw him in, I would have no clue.
Yeah.
He could be 90 now. And I wouldn't really have an idea. But I know what you mean,
because I think about him in Step Brothers and I'm like, the face is facing.
Yeah.
In the same way that
or if you look at him in early SNL, you're like, he's 45.
He wasn't though.
He wasn't. He was probably like 28.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I've always thought he was 45 and I still think he's probably 45 or 50.
Kind of like Jason Sudeikis.
Yes.
He's another one where like he always kind of looked kind of old to me. So now when I see him, he just kind of looks like what he looks like.
But even Anne Hathaway, when she was in like Ella Enchanted, she was like really young. Okay. I was like, she's 30.
Yes.
And now I'm still like,
was she
she's 30.
In Ella Enchanted?
No, she was young.
Oh, okay.
But I thought she looked.
Yeah.
Like a 30-year-old woman.
Well, because everyone had their real faces then.
Yeah.
People had real faces unless you got a full face.
Anne Hathaway looks great.
She looks amazing. This,
that will be studied forever. That will be studied by actresses until the end of time because she has gone through the full, like, major success, like, big Hollywood, like, deeper roles, Brokeback Mountain, whatever, and then Devil Wears Prada, everyone hates you. Everyone hates you for no reason. You come back, and even now, she's getting a little shaded on the red carpet. You've become quite the fashion girly. Like, now you're dressing well. You
I mean,
know what
it's
I mean?
True.
And it is true.
She's
it
like,
is
I
true.
Learned what cerulean is.
Literally. And the work was subtle and exactly right. And as long as you look good, actually, everyone's going to like you again.
She's it's got so a new sad. Movie coming out with a young British man, and I'm ready.
It could go south again. It could go south again, but she is truly risen like the phoenix.
Yeah. I've always liked her. She never got on my nerves. So when people didn't like her, I was like, I don't get it.
Well,
I
let's
like
see
her.
What happens with Jennifer Lawrence. Because Jennifer that's what's Lawrence being floated to us right now.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to. I think she plummeted. And that's because she fell down twice. If she fell down once, I think she would have been
She's
fine.
Another one, though, that in Hunger Games, I was like, you're 30. And now I'm no, still like, you're 30.
I kind of felt like she was 30 in Hunger Games, too.
I were saying, I don't think she was 30, but she definitely didn't look 17 or 16. You know what I mean? But I hold Hunger Games right close to my heart. And I also hold her close to my heart.
Same.
Well,
and also
you
saying
get on
somebody
that
looks 30 is not an insult.
No, it's not.
I just think people look the same age the role, for a longer time.
And I'm okay with that. I would like to look a certain age for a long time. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Depends the age. Depends on the age.
That's true.
Yeah.
I just like any
that
of those
was a
people,
good unpack
you
this.
Can plop them
that
into.
That was a good unpack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What flavor is your vape?
Strawberry ice.
Mm. Yeah. We love that. Wow.
Gotta quit.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, but trying.
It's hard. It's not easy. But as we just saw this cough attack that I had, everyone needs to lay off. Cheers. Well, Remy, where can everyone follow you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, if you can believe, and Twitter/X at Remy Casimir. And How Come Podcast is on all the platforms. Again, it's spelled How, C-U-M. Mm-hmm. And it's How Come Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the platforms, TikTok. And if you want to come see a show, I do stand up, remycasimir.com.
Word. Yes. It is fun to just open your Facebook randomly sometimes. Do you ever do that?
I haven't in so long.
It's amazing.
I will say.
It's
I
like a
not.
It's a time
curated
warp.
Reality show.
I only
show.
Ever
yeah.
go to like Facebook Market.
Yeah, we do do that. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank
you look
for
gorgeous.
Having
look
me.
Amazing. It's so good to see you in
thank
person
you.
For the first time in so long.
I know.
After our fun clothing swap where we were high.
we were.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me. Love you guys.
Love you.
Hope everyone goes forever.
Yeah, I hope everyone comes.
Me too. Come to a show or come in your home. Mm-hmm.